Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
The authorities in Thailand say they've received a new offer of a ceasefire from anti-government protesters who've been engaged in a violent standoff with the army in the capital, Bangkok. Nearly 40 people have been killed in street fighting since last week, and protesters have ignored a government ultimatum to leave their huge encampment in the capital.
I'm not scared. They can come and kill us, but look, I have no weapons.
Chris Hogg is a correspondent for our partner, the BBC. He's in Bangkok. He joins us now for an update. First of all, what is the level of chaos this morning, Chris?
Well, actually, I've been out on the streets around the outside of the army cordon today, and to a certain extent, it was pretty normal outside that cordon. There have been sporadic clashes throughout the day, but nothing like the intensity that we've seen over the last few days.
You know, a lot of the media reports coming out of East Asia, particularly Australia, even the BBC, are suggesting that Thaksin Shinawat, the former political leader in Thailand, may be orchestrating this from afar. Is there any evidence of that? What's the status of those reports? At this point?
Well, the argument is that Thaksin Shinawat does have connections with the leaders of the anti-government protest movement here. I think, though, the reality on the ground right now is that that protest movement is deeply fractured. Now, the former Thai Prime Minister, Thaksin Shinawat, he has appealed on both sides to, in his words, step back from the brink. But I think one of the concerns here is that even if the anti-government protesters did call off their protest, are they really now in control of some of the people who are fighting with the authorities on the streets outside their camp?
Indeed. Chris Hogg with an update from Bangkok, Thailand, a correspondent for our partner, the BBC. Thank you so much.